Hello, this is episode number 36 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Amy Frias, a community educator, about sleep safety. Amy, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you, Brian.
So Amy, tell me, what do we need to know about sleeping safe?
Well, safe sleep is one of those areas that people don't think about because, you know, you put your baby down and they're safe, they're sleeping. But what people don't understand is the leading cause of death for babies 1 month to 1 year of age falls under the category of SIDS, or sudden unexplained infant death syndrome. And SIDS, most of those deaths occur due to unsafe sleeping situations.
So should infants sleep on their back or their stomach?
Infants should always be placed on their backs to sleep.
Okay. And what if your baby still rolls onto his or her tummy? Is that okay? Can parents use something to keep the baby on their back? What should we do?
That's a great question. Once babies start to roll over onto their tummy on their own, you do not need to put them back on their backs. If you can, if it's during nap time and you happen to go in there, you're taking the chance of waking them up, but you know, you don't have to. Once they're able to do that, you can kind of leave them be. The most important thing is that you don't use any type of wedges or pillows to prop your baby onto their back. Once they roll, let them go. It's not one of those things you have to stop them from doing.
So how can parents make a crib as safe as possible for their baby?
Parents can definitely keep things very simple. All you need for a simple, safe sleeping situation is that you need, number one, the child to be able to sleep alone. You also need them to be on their back, like we talked about, and they need to be in a crib, port-a-crib, or a bassinet. Those things need to have no pillows in them, no blankets, just a nice fitted mattress and a sheet.
What are some of the other things that parents should do to ensure safe sleep?
Again, parents need to understand that babies need to sleep alone on their backs. It's the most important thing. With co-sleeping, you run into the risk of children don't belong in adult-sized beds. There's lots of blankets and pillows and suffocation issues that can occur in those types of situations. So the child does need to be alone and on their back. Instead of using something like a blanket, you can use something like a sleep sack that actually keeps the baby warm. Or if you do choose to use a blanket, use something with a breathable material. But the truth is just the simple idea of always when the child is napping or if you're putting them down at night, they need to be on their back in a crib, port-a-crib, or a bassinet. They should not be sleeping in a car seat or a swing or a bouncy chair. They always need to be on their back when they're sleeping.
So Amy, talk to me more about co-sleeping. I thought babies were supposed to be with their parents for the first few months.
With talking about co-sleeping, where we say is not a good idea, what we do want to encourage is that parents room share. And what this means is that it's really healthy for the baby to be in the same room as the parents on their own sleeping surface. And we do encourage that. It helps to reduce SIDS. It also helps them sleep more soundly. And also it's easier for the parents to deal with changing diapers and feeding the babies through the night.
Thank you for listening to episode number 36 of Chalk Radio. You just heard Amy Frias, a community educator at Children's Hospital of Orange County, discuss sleep safety. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/blog for more information or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at facebook.com/chalkchildren's. Amy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.